Today's show is brought to you by Humidity, the natural enemy of the fat guy.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
He came and he grabbed the food, and then he came again for the soda.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Good morning, American.
Is this the show?
Oh, this is the show. This is the show.
Today is National All or Nothing Day.
All or nothing.
All right, double or nothing?
No, right. No,
what is
no,
that?
No,
that's not it.
No, that's not it. Not it.
All or nothing.
You ready to get this thing going?
Dude, I'm in. All or nothing.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? You query? You did. It's very simple. All you do is enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that, you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so simple. You just do it one time. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa device as well. We repack all the show segments from the live show into a full-length podcast, full-length and anatomically correct, that you can enjoy anytime you want. We usually drop the new episode around noon or so after the live show. You can find that on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And you can search the Mike Show VA podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all the places where you get your podcasts, even up on YouTube. You can watch our show on Facebook Live. That's at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. The Mike Show VA on the Facebook. You can watch the show segments. I think we covered everything. Yeah, we did. Finally, Friday edition. Man, oh, man, oh, man. We had a great time last night with Chris Shepherd at our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. That is at Three Roads, typically on a Thursday for happy hour from 5 to 7. Chris is just a great guy. Funny, comedic musician, and he did not disappoint. If you missed it, well, shame on you. Come out to our next one. Stay posted, and we'll keep you up to date on where and when and all that. It's at Three Roads, usually on a Thursday, from 5 to 7. But if you missed it and you want to check it out again, just go on our Facebook page, at The Mike Show VA, and you can check out the broadcast from last night. There are several segments that we recorded and did live with Chris at the Three Roads Tap Room in downtown Lynchburg. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, you're going to get smart with five random facts. You're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. But then we're going to make you smarter-est with nerd news. It's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. And we got the Summer Olympics kicking off in Paris. Is it in Paris this year? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, Summer Olympics, they're kicking off. We got statistics and facts to kick off the 2024 Summer Olympics for ye. And then our top list, top signs you're way too into the Olympics. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
and advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Oh, bonjour! It is me, French male model, Pierre Gillon. And no, I am not at the Olympics. They think we're at the Olympics already. Stupid Americans. You see, we are 6 hours ahead of you. If it's 6 a.m. in New York, it's lunchtime here. That's why we're at the cafe. You don't know anything about France. I'll prove it to you. We know who your president is, but do you know ours? No. Well, he's Emmanuel Macron. His family invented macaroni and cheese. I made this up. Stupid Americans. Enjoy the opening ceremonies tonight, and I look forward to doing more reports next week for you. I am French male model Pierre Gillon. Au revoir.
Yeah, thanks, Pierre. That's our correspondent in Paris. Hi there. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. Oh, yeah, Olympics madness. So we got a breakdown of all the stuff. Some statistics and facts to kick off the 2024 Summer Olympics. They're now underway with the opening ceremony happening today. So we've got a quick roundup of all the stuff to help kick things off for you. But first, I thought we would update our 2024 Olympic theme. Here we go.
Here comes the French Olympics. Wee wee ooh la la, Moulin Rouge, menage a trois. Break dancing will make its debut. In honor of that, here's a breakdown for you.
Time for us to find out who's really the best with the French crew. No time for words, we're through with that. All there is left is pure combat.
Katie Ledecky, damn, she swims like a fish. Simone Biles, gold's her middle name. Unless USA wins, I could give two-ish. Blah, 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 the Olympic Games.
Who knew there were lyrics to it? Anyway, all right, so here's the stuff. Over 10,000 athletes from 206 different nations and territories will compete in the Games this year. It's actually more than 206 because of the Refugee Olympic Team, which has athletes from a lot of different places. Team USA, Go USA, has over 500 athletes. There are 329 events across 32 sports, including four sports they're testing out this year. Surfing. Yeah, Olympic surfing. Skateboarding. Sport climbing. And yes, breakdancing. Since the first modern games, and this is not the first time that they've tried different things and then they've gotten rid of some of the games too. Since the first modern games, rather, in 1896, 10 sports have been dropped, including croquet, polo, Or water polo? How about Marco Polo? Marco Polo! Lacrosse. Motorboating. tug of war. Between the Olympics and the Paralympics, around 5,000 medals will be handed out. Each one has over half an ounce of iron from the Eiffel Tower mixed in. How is that thing still standing? Around 10,000 different torchbearers, including Snoop Dogg, have carried the torch over the past 3 months, will carry the torch. It's been winding its way through France since early May. The youngest and the oldest athletes this year are both on Team USA. Gymnast Hesley Rivera just turned 16 last month. Stefan Peters will compete in dressage. What the heck is dress? Oh, it's the fancy horse dancing event. He's 59. This is his sixth Olympics. 59% of American adults plan to watch at least some of the events this year. And around 4 billion people will watch worldwide. 74% of people prefer watching the Olympics live, if possible. Now, Paris is 6 hours ahead of the East Coast, 9 hours ahead of the West Coast. So check your listings. Rob messaged. Okay. Okay. All right. When were you here? I did not see him. Here, I have to respond. When were you here? When were you here? All right. Anyway. Oh, yeah, back to the Olympics. Tickets to the events this year range in price from $24 all the way to $980. Tickets to the opening ceremony went for as much as $2,700. They're expecting to sell a total of around 10 million tickets. No matter what, no one's passing Team USA on the all-time medals list. Between the Summer and Winter Games, America has 2,975 medals. Coming into the Games, the Soviet Union is next with 1,204, and then Germany has 1,058. So that brings us to our top list. Paris Games start today. Some people don't care. Others may watch a basketball game or two, and then there are crazies who can relate to anything on today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs you're way too into the Olympics. All right, here we go. Number one. Top signs you're way too into the Olympics. You have a tattoo of Mike Tirico. top signs you're way too into the Olympics. You watch women's gymnastics, and not just because you're pervy. Top signs you're way too into the Olympics. You named your three kids Ty, Quan, and Doe. Top signs you're way too into the Olympics. You replaced the lamp on your nightstand with a torch. It's our top list today. Top signs you're way too into the Olympics. You climax when you hear a starter pistol. top signs you're way too into the Olympics. You're not only watching it on NBC, CNBC, MSNBC, and USA. Your dumbass even signed up for Peacock. That's our top list today. Top signs you're way too into the Olympics. You drug test your kids before they can go outside and play. Top signs you're way too into the Olympics. You think Jamaica is famous for bobsledding instead of weed. top signs you're way too into the Olympics. You're voting for Trump just because he looks like a bronze medal. And top signs you're way too into the Olympics. After sex, you dismount, extend both arms, and await your score. There you go. It's the Mike Show Star Top List today. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in a new movie. He prepared for the role by learning how not to sing. Mick Jagger turns 81 today. Now he sings his classic song like this.
I said, hey, you, get off of my lawn.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has issued an executive order for the removal of homeless encampments. Now the big question, where will Rob Schneider live? And Facebook users are more likely to divorce. And then way more likely to share every annoying detail of it on Facebook. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. Finally, Friday edition. All right. Man, oh, man. Oh, Lord, this sounds painful. Have you ever burned your feet on the hot sand at the beach? Here is the worst possible version of that. A 42-year-old man from Belgium, had to be hospitalized in Vegas after walking around barefoot. No, not just in Vegas. In Death Valley, he decided to go for a short walk last Saturday in an area called Mesquite Flat Sand Dunes. It was 123 degrees. What in the heck? Okay, so I'm going to use this one because, come on, the sand itself, that was the air temperature, by the way. The sand was much hotter. At some point on his walk, he either lost his flip-flops in the sand or they broke. The guy ended up with third-degree burns. Third-degree burns. Yeah. On his feet. His family called for help, and other tourists had to carry him to the parking lot, carrying someone in 123 degrees. That sounds like fun.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Probably. Rescuers wanted to life flight him out because the burns were so severe and he was in a lot of pain. But it was too hot for a helicopter to land safely. I don't know. So an ambulance took him to another landing spot at a higher elevation where it was only 109 degrees. Third-degree burns, according to this, destroy two layers of skin and can even damage muscles and bones. So he's going to be hobbling around for quite some time. Good Lord. What else? Oh, let's talk road rage. California might be known for its laid-back surfer vibe, but it's a different story behind the wheel. Forbes polled 10,000 people and found America's most populated state has the worst road rage. They based it on 9 different types of confrontations that you can have on the road. And a number of people who've experienced them in the past year, things like just honking, tailgating, swearing, and then being flipped off. California has the worst road rage overall. It didn't rank first in any of the categories, but ranked high in all of them. The 10 states with the worst road rage are California, Missouri, Utah, Oklahoma, Colorado, Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, Indiana, Virginia made the top 10. New York, and Maryland. Hawaii has the calmest drivers overall, followed by South Dakota, North Dakota, Georgia, and Maine. Here are a few more quick stats, quick hits. New Hampshire and Washington are the worst states for tailgating. Two-thirds of people in those states have experienced tailgating in the last 12 months. People in Utah are the most likely to cut you off on purpose, 50%, and not let you merge at 43%. Missouri tosses out the most threats and insults, 34%. It barely edged out Massachusetts and Ohio in that one. Drivers in Arkansas are the most likely to force you off the road with their car. 16% of people in Arkansas, or around 1 in 6 residents, said that they've seen it happen in the past year. 41% of all drivers said that they have witnessed road rage in the last 12 months, but just 22% admit that they've had it. But just 22% admit that they've witnessed. I don't know. I don't understand that statistic. 41% of all drivers said they witnessed road rage in the past 12 months, but just 22% admit they've had it. I don't know. We're most likely to experience it on the highway, followed by city streets, intersections, and parking lots. The poll found the top things that give us road rage are bad drivers, people driving too aggressively, people cutting you off, and just driving around feeling stressed out about life in general. All right, coming up, we're going to get smarter with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, take two, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you, yes, you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go and what you do, and quite frankly, we don't want to know any of that. It's just tedious. But if you say any of these five random facts back, wherever the heck you are, somebody's bound to say,
Wow.
Here we go. Number one. The AR-15 is the best-selling rifle in America, according to polling by the Washington Post. About 1 in 20 adults, or roughly 16 million people in the U.S., own one.
Hey.
Hey.
A lot of firepower.
Yep. Don't mess with the U.S. Number two, there are lefty and righty snails, and they can't mate with each other because their stuff doesn't line up.
What a life.
Guy snail, he's down at the bar, and then he's, you know, hitting on the girl snail, and then they they're like, oh yeah, I mean, this, you're really cute, and he goes, oh man, you're a lefty.
Darn.
West by God, Virginia, number 3, is the only state that was formed by seceding from a Confederate state. It actually seceded from Virginia and was admitted into the Union in 1863. Number 4, the biggest popular vote landslide in presidential history in the last 100 years was 100 years ago when Calvin Coolidge beat John Davis. Oh, I knew him well.
Oh, yeah.
Coolidge. Coolidge.
Polls are crazy that day.
Coolidge had a 25.2% margin in the popular vote. Most elections, especially the more recent ones, rarely even crack 10%. Number 5. When scientists in England, there they are, when they first saw the platypus for the first time in the late 1700s, they thought it was fake.
I would too. Have you seen them, Mike?
They thought
it's
someone
like a third grader's drawing come to life.
They thought someone had stitched together a bunch of other animal parts to prank them.
They're not wrong.
And those are your 5 random facts. Let's see if I have a picture of the platypi. it's got a duck's bill. Here, let me share the screen. Present share screen. It's got a duck's beak. It's got lips.
God, even weirder in HD.
it's got claws. What else does it have on it? Let's see. Oh yeah, it's okay. It's got like a beaver tail. And what the heck is this thing? What is this? It's got claws. I don't even know.
Third grader's drawing come to life. I'm telling you, man.
It really is. And those are your 5. I've
drawn a duck, and then they got distracted.
Those are your 5 random facts. It's the Mike Show. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, Mike. Hanging in there. I'm excited to announce I'll have a new assistant manager joining the team in just a few short weeks.
All right.
So in a few weeks, you'll see another new face, a new Riley, as we've been calling it, join to help me with these interviews. And they've got some really, really awesome experience. So I'm excited for all the new and exciting programs and things we'll be doing as a team. So
very, very cool. So you've got Saturday market tomorrow. You guys are still doing the Wednesday farmers market as well?
Correct. Yep. Wednesdays are going on now through September 25th. They've been going great. So we appreciate all the support of you guys coming out and doing your shopping in the middle of the week. If you run out or just need an early restock, don't want to wait till Saturday. Wednesday's the day for you. We've got farmers on site, and then all of our restaurants and shops are here. Plus, we've got a food truck that's on site, El Gordo.
Nice.
Awesome burritos if you haven't had them before. So definitely come out and check them out on Wednesdays.
Yep. Very, very good food truck, by the way. We've had them at Three Roads a number of times.
Awesome.
And I can't say enough good things about them. I really, from a resident standpoint, living and working downtown, I really do appreciate the convenience of having the Wednesday market. Because it's one less trip we've got to make, you know, either out to Boonesboro or Madison Heights or Ward's Road.
I said, or Ward's Road.
Which will only be getting worse at the end of next month.
Yeah. I know. It's one less trip that we have to make. And that's very, very important. That's one of the things that I really, really love about the convenience of Lynchburg Community Market. Plus, it is just such a cool experience, especially on a Saturday, to hit the market first thing Saturday morning. You know, you've got all the farmers, you got all the crafters, you got all kinds of stuff going on, usually some sort of entertainment or at least music going. And then just the hustle and bustle of the market
Of course, you'd be surprised at how many people I get to the market pretty early. Yeah. So you'd be surprised at how many people I see roll in at 6 or 7 and are there at 12 or 1 when we're about to wind down. So a lot of people, they just make it their Saturday morning. And that's what we love to see. That's what we're here for. We try to make it a comfortable environment for you to hang out, do your shopping, whatever it may be, social gatherings, all of it. So definitely come out and see us on Saturday. We'll have a ton of vendors for you to see, fresh produce, local meats, artisan crafts, everything. Plus all of our restaurants and shops will be open. So get a bite to eat, do some shopping, bring a friend, and we'll be glad to host you.
Yep. And get a cup of coffee. You got a roastery on site. Get your baked goods at the bakery and hit up one of the restaurants. And you're even open regular hours during the work week. So you can grab breakfast or lunch there Tuesday through Saturday.
Yep. Tuesday through Saturday, 7 to 2.
All right. Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Start off your Saturday there. And you're located on the interwebs where?
You can find us at our website at lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. And then we're on Facebook and Instagram. Both of those are at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Darius, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. We talk about Lynchburg Community Market. What's the next big thing coming up? Or have you guys gotten that far ahead?
So the next big thing that will be in the work is Harvest Festival. So we're still doing the workings for that. Okay. But right now we're just focused on finishing out the Wednesday market season strong, but a lot of stuff in the works.
All right. Well, we will keep you posted, and thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday.
Of course.
All right. It is The Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We've got your audio vault. We're going to get even more smarter-est. With Nerd News this week in science. It's all coming up. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering, or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains. Here's a quick rundown. In climate news, Earth's three hottest days on record were all this week. Yeah. Sunday broke the record. Then Monday beat the record. Tuesday almost beat it again. The record is now 62.87 degrees, which doesn't sound bad, but that's the worldwide average temperature. It's winter in the southern hemisphere. In dinosaur news, T-Rexes may have been 70% bigger than we thought. We've only found a few dozen of them. And they might not have been fully grown.
Wow.
In booze news, studies have found that moderate drinking may have health benefits, but a new study found that might just be a comforting myth.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. In AI news. I said in AI news. Oh, this is fine. A new study found an easy way to detect AI-generated faces. The reflections in their eyes are all wrong. In space news, the two astronauts that Boeing sent up to the space station, well, are still stuck up there with no return date in sight. The Perseverance Mars rover found a weird rock that might show signs of ancient microbial life. Oh, okay. In animal news, Komodo dragons have iron-coated teeth. Wow. Chimpanzees use human-like gestures to communicate. Yeah, I've seen that. Dogs can smell how stressed we are. We knew that. We knew that from Jerry Maguire. Dogs and bees smell fear. And a new study found some female frogs, eat the males after mating. In brain news, a study found our memory for lots of things gets worse as we age. Who are you? But when it comes to music, people in their 70s and 80s are just as good as young people at remembering songs and musical patterns. And that's your nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Nerd news is brought to you in part by Sentra Health.
This is a care team at Sentra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Sentra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, we're going to go directly to viral videos. Oh, man. Let's go to the great outdoors, where a wildlife camera caught this adorable moment of a bear farting and then immediately going to sleep. He's doing an impression of a typical husband. Right. All right. All beaches in California are public property, so anyone can use them. But I guess no one told this very angry Karen in Laguna Beach. She screamed at a woman and her two young kids, dropping multiple F-bombs while claiming the whole beach was hers. Then she brought out a spool of rope and started roping off the beach.
It's not harassment on the beach, it's harassment in my whole property.
Whoa.
Get out of here, now!
Yeah, that's what happens when you're angry for no reason.
This is not an Instagram moment place. You're in my property, get moving now! Now you're in my property line. Move it.
Ma'am, we're walking.
Pretty flow. Don't use the word maybe.
Good lord. Let's see. Skip that one. Skip that one. Skip that one. Hey, cool. Do you remember Mountain Dew's Baja Blast? They still have it? Oh, okay. Well, the flavor is turning 20 years old. Taco Bell is running some deals. I said Taco Bell is running some deals to celebrate it. And now's your chance to win a Stanley X Bajaversary Tumbler. Oh, okay. Here's a Stanley Baja Anniversary Tumbler. Here's a quick drop from their Baja Blast commercial.
I just love having a blast. The Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Uh-huh, I'll bet. Let's see. Rumors. Let's go to another fast food joint. Rumors were swirling that Chick-fil-A might ditch their waffle fries. They say it's not true, but they are looking at ways of making them crispier. Here's someone on TikTok breaking down how the rumor originally got started.
Chick-fil-A's getting rid of their waffle fries and fans are furious right now. Basically, there's a trend going around where people are like furious because Chick-fil-A is getting rid of their waffle fries apparently, as there's been rumors of Chick-fil-A testing traditional cut french fries. As this whole thing really started, when this Chick-fil-A worker, as you guys can see right there, comes out, shows, and says that there's no more waffle fries.
Yeah, okay. There's waffle fries. Trust me. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not gonna play them. I would. I'll wish Mick Jagger a happy birthday. He turns 81 today. But if we, if we play this montage of tunes, then Facebook is just gonna mute it because of the rights and royalties and all that kind of stuff.
What a drag is getting old.
Okay, there you go. I think we can get that one in. If you are a fan of the TV show Friends, you've probably seen the cast during the intro, splashing, dancing, laughing around the fountain hundreds of times. Well, Lisa Kudrow was on Conan's podcast and explained who was responsible for making them laugh after a very, very long night of takes.
Shooting those titles in the fountain was a nightmare. That fountain was cold. It was very late at night. We'd done, I think, 500 takes of dancing. Unmotivated dancing is hard too, right? That's just, it's hard. And they said, we're going to do one more take. And Matthew said, one more? Okay. Can't remember a time I wasn't in a fountain. What are we, dancing in a fountain? I don't know when I've laughed so hard. You see us laughing, and it's because he had just said, are we going to do it again? Just laughing hysterically, doubled over. That's in the titles.
All right. Music. Where's the music? There we go. Let's see. We're doing sports. And let's do one from sports. The San Diego Padres, or San Diego. It means a whale's... Never mind. The San Diego Padres got their second ever no-hitter yesterday off the right arm of pitcher Dylan Cease. There's a case. I don't know. I don't follow the... how to pronounce. How to pronounce. We have our pronounce-a-fi late. Oh, we do.
Dylan Cease.
I got it right.
Dylan Cease.
I said Dylan Cease. Yeah, okay. She's irritated. Dylan Cease. Take two. The San Diego Padres got their second ever no-hitter yesterday off the right arm of pitcher Dylan Cease. Here's the final call in their win against the Nationals.
Abrams to right, but it's hanging up. And Dylan Cease gets the no-hitter.
Okay, thanks. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since today, did you know, today is National Aunt and Uncle Day. Comedian Joe List is an uncle and has no idea how to take care of babies.
I have a niece and nephew. My nephew's a little baby. The other day I was at my sister's house. That's where they live. And, my nephew was taking a nap down the hallway, right? We're all drinking beers in the living room. We're a fun family. I get up. I'm like, I'm going to grab another beer. Does anybody need anything? My sister goes, hey, while you're up, could you check on the baby? I was like, I don't even know what that means. She goes, you know what I mean? Just go down there. Make sure he's still breathing and hasn't rolled out of bed. I was like, wait a minute. There's a chance that your baby is dead down the hallway? What? That's your parental system? periodically dispatch a relative to see if your baby has passed away? I was like, hey, would you mind checking on the baby? Because I'm not sure how to come back here with possibly the worst news ever. I gotta walk back into a party with a fresh beer. Hey! I just checked on the baby. You may want to sit down for this. It's pretty serious. That thing is colder than this beer. But anyways... The baby was dead the entire joke. All right, take it easy.
All right, let's hear Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Here we go. Keep all that sound inside. Oh, man. Coming up, we are going to get more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you as well. We'll share that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Sub.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right, people get frustrated with airport security, but let's face it. They've got plenty of nonsense to be frustrated with, too. Last week, a 43-year-old man flew from the Netherlands to Seattle Tacoma International Airport. Security found a bunch of drugs in his bag. He had more than 12 pounds of ketamine in both liquid and powdered form, nearly 2 pounds of codeine, and 3 ounces of GHB. He was arrested. He later posted bail and headed back to the same airport with the plans to travel to London. There they are. And guess what he brought with him? Yes, airport security stopped him from boarding the flight when they found drugs in his checked bag. More than 1.5 pound of ketamine. We're assuming the first drugs were confiscated, right? So these had to have been new drugs. Anyway, the man is facing new charges under Washington state law for possession with intent to distribute. And then there is this. A 22-year-old in Seattle tried to steal a fire engine and got arrested after he couldn't figure out how to release the parking brake. Here's some of the 911 call during the crime.
We just had someone try to steal our fire engine.
Fire is requesting an expedited response. He did see a fire crew attempting to chase after him.
Good Lord. The Ohio Supreme Court has just ruled that boneless chicken can have bones. The majority said it's a cooking style, not a guarantee. Just as a person eating chicken fingers would not have been served fingers. All right, so here, I think we have sound on this.
Dad, I think you ate the bones.
I ate the bones? I ate the bones?
A man from India, dressed as Spider-Man, was arrested for allegedly clinging to the hood of a car, and the video went viral. Both the men clinging to the car and the driver have been charged. Here, do we have sound on this one?
Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's not it. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Here we go. Two people are lucky to be alive after a car crashed in Milwaukee, almost rolled over them on the sidewalk. Dramatic video captured them getting out of the way just in time and being saved by an old, out-of-service payphone. It diverted the car just enough that no one was seriously hurt. Here's one of the witnesses talking about the crash.
Guy was having a hard time breathing. The girl was crying. She said her shoulder all messed up. It's messed up. So she's got like scratches and stuff on her. I thought for sure they would have been killed, but I'm really happy that they're, you know, doing good. They're okay.
Uh-huh. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information and how you can get involved with the United Way of Central Virginia. Also, you can visit HillCitySlide.com. That's coming on August 24th and August 25th to downtown Lynchburg. It is a 700-some-foot water slide going to be on Church Street between 12th and Washington Street. Again, August 24th and 25th. You can get your tickets by visiting hillcityslide.com, and proceeds benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. You need to reserve your time slot, and you need to get tickets in order to do this. And the time slots are filling up and selling out. So there's only going to be 2,000 tickets sold, 1,000 per day, August 24th and August 25th. So get on there right now, hillcityslide.com, and reserve your time slot and get your tickets. And you can go as many times on the slide as you can during your time slot. So get on the website and reserve that today. While you are at Hill City Slide on Saturday the 24th, we invite you to join us right up the hill at Three Roads. That is at 1300 Court Street for Summer Jam 24. It's August 24 from noon until. It's celebrating the 55th anniversary of Woodstock and the 4th anniversary of Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg. And we've got three great bands, Bigfoot County, Old Town Connector, and Elizabeth Wise. They're all going to be doing tributes to Woodstock. Plus, we have our Shakedown Market vendors from Love LYH Market and the Punk Rock Flea Market. They're going to be on site. We've got food trucks. We've got arts, music, games, fun, and it's family-friendly, and there's no admission. And if you have your wristband from Hill City Slide, then you can get dollar-off drafts. So come on up. August 24th, make a day of it in downtown Lynchburg with Hill City Slide and Summer Jam at Three Roads Brewing. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?